The following is a free-for-download audiobook available on Google Drive. Srimad Bhagavatam by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Canto 9, Liberation, Chapter 15, Parashuram, the Lord's Warrior Incarnation. This chapter describes the history of Gaudi in the dynasty of Ayla. From the womb of Varavasi came six sons named Ayu, Shrutayu, Satyayu, Raya, Jaya, and Vijaya. The son of Shrutayu was Vasuman. The son of Satyayu was Shrutanjaya. The son of Raya was Eka. The son of Jaya was Amita. And the son of Vijaya was Bhima. Bhima's son was named Kanchana. The son of Kanchana was Hotraka. And the son of Hotraka was Janu, who was celebrated for having drunk all the water of the Ganges in one sip. The descendants of Janu, one after another, were Puru, Alaka, Ajaka, and Kusha. The sons of Kusha were Kusambu, Tanaya, Vasu, and Kusanaba. From Kusambu came Gaudi, who had a daughter named Satyavati. Satyavati named Richika Muni after the Muni contributed a substantial dowry, and from the womb of Satyavati by Richikamuni, Jamadagni was born. The son of Jamadagni was Ram, or Parashuram. When a king named Kartavirya Arjuna stole Jamadagni's desire cow, Parashuram, who is ascertained by learned experts to be a Shaktivish incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, killed Kartavirya Arjuna. Later, he annihilated the Kshatriya dynasty 21 times. After Parashuram killed Kartavirya Arjuna, Jamadagni told him that killing a king is sinful and that as a brahmana he should have tolerated the offense. Therefore, Jamadagni advised Parashuram to atone for his sin by traveling to various holy places. Text 1. Shri Bhadraya Niyavacha Ailasya Chorvasigambat Sadasan Atmajanripa Ayu Shrutayu Satyayu Rayota Vijayo Jaya. Synonyms. Sri Bhadaraini Uvacha, Sri Shukadeva Goswami said, Ailasya of Purarava Cha also Urvasi Garbat, from the womb of Arvasi Sat six Asan there were Atmaja sons. Nripa, O King Prakshit. Ayu, Sutayu, Sutayu, Satyayu, Satyayu, Raya, Raya, as well as Vijaya, Vijaya, Jaya, Jaya. Translation. Shukadeva Goswami continued, O King Prakshit, from the womb of Urvasi, six sons were generated by Purarva. Their names were Ayu, Sutayu, Satyayu, Raya, Vijaya, and Jaya. Texts 2 and 3. Srutayu Vasuman Putra Satya Yoscha Sutanjaya Rayasya Suta Ekascha Janasya Tanayomita Bhimas Tu Vijayas Yata Kanchano Hotrakastata Tasya Janu Satokangam Gudusi Krita Yo Pibat. Synonyms. Srutayo of Srutayu Vasuman Putra, a son, Satyayu of Satyayu, Cha also Sutanjaya, a son named Shrutanjaya, Rishaya of Raya, Suta, a son, Eka, by the name Eka, Cha and Jayasya of Jaya, Tanaya, the son, Admita, by the name Amita, Bhima, by the name Bhima, to indeed Vijayasya of Jaya, Ta thereafter Kanchana, Kanchana, the son of Bhima, Hotraka, Hotraka, the son of Kanchana, Tata then, Tasya, Hotraka, Janu, by the name Janu, Suta, Asan, Gangam, all the water of the Ganges, Gudushi Kritya, by one sip, Ya, he who Janu, Apibat, drank. Translation. The son of Srutayu was Vasuman, the son of Satyayu, Srutanjaya, the son of Raya, Eka, the son of Jaya Amita, and the son of Vijaya Bhima. The son of Bhima was Kanchana, the son of Kanchana was Hotraka, and the son of Hotraka was Janu, who drank all the water of the Ganges in one sip. Text 4. Janos ta tu purus ta tasyata balikas chatmajo dikjaka ta ta kutsa kusapyapi kusambus tanayo vishu kusanabas chatvaro gadi asit kun kusambuja. Synonyms: Jano of Jano, indeed, to indeed, Pura, the son named Puru, Tasya of Puru, Atta thereafter, Balaka, a son named Balaka Cha, and Atmaja, Balaka's son, Ajaka, of the name Ajaka, Tata thereafter, Kusha, Kusha, Kusasya of Kusha, Api then, Kusambu, Kusambu, Tanaya, Kandanaya, Vasu, Vasu, Kushanaba, Kushanaba Cha, and Chatvara, four sons, Gadi, Gadi, Asit, there was Kusambuja, the son of Kasum, Kusambu. Translation: the son of Janu was Puru, the son of Puru was Balaka, the son of Balaka was Anjaka, Ajaka, and the son of Ajaka was Kusha. Kusha had four sons named Kusambu, Tanaya, Vasu, and Kusanaba. The son of Kusambu was Gadi. Text 5-6. Tasya satyavatim kanyam richiko yachatadvija varam visadisham matva gadir bhargavam abravit ekatasyam makaranam hayanam chandravarch sasam sahasram diyatam sulkam kanyaya sukushikam vayam. Synonyms: Taya, or Tasya of Gadi, Satyavatim, Satyavati, Kanyam, the daughter, Richika, the great sage Richika, Ayachata, requested Dvija, the Brahmana, Varam, as her husband, Vishadram, not equal or fit, Matva, thinking like that, Gadi, King Gadi, Bhargavam, unto Richika, Abravit replied, Ekata, one by one, Shyamakaranam, whose ear is black, Hayanam, horses, Chandra Varchasam, as brilliant as the moonshine, Sahasram, 1,000, Diyatam, please deliver Sukham as a dowry, Kanyaya, to my daughter, Kusika, and the family of Kusha, Vayam, we are. Translation: when King Gadi had a daughter named Satyavati, whom a Brahmana sage named Rishika requested the king to be his wife. King Gadi, however, regarded Richika as an unfit husband for his daughter, and therefore he told the Brahmana, quote, "My dear sir, I belong to the dynasty of Kusha. Because we are aristocratic Kshatriyas, you have to give some dowry for my daughter. Therefore, bring at least 1,000 horses, each as brilliant as moonshine, and each having one black ear, whether right or left." End quote. Purport: the son of King Gadi was Vishwamitra, who was said to be a Brahmana and Kshatriya combined. Vishwamitra attained the status of Brahmarshi, as explained later. From the marriage of Satyavati to Richika Muni would come a son with the spirit of a Kshatriya. King Gadi demanded that an uncommon request be fulfilled before the Brahmana Richika could marry his daughter. Text 7. Iti uktas tanmatram gyatva gata sa varanan Varunantikam Aniya Dattam Va Tan Ashvan Upame Yeme Varananam. Synonyms: Iti, thus, Ukta, having been requested, Sa Tatmatam, his mind, Yatva, the sage, could understand, Gata went, Sa he, Varuna Antikam, to the place of Varuna, Aniya, having brought Dattva, and after delivering, Tan, those Ashvan horses, Upayame married Varananam, the beautiful daughter of King Gadi. Translation: when King Gadi made this demand, this great sage Rishika could understand the king's mind. Therefore, he went to the demigod Varuna and brought from him the 1,000 horses that Gadi had demanded. After delivering these horses, the sage married the king's beautiful daughter. Text 8. Sharishi Partita Patnya Shvasrava Chapatya Kamaya Shrapyaitvo Baryar Mantrais Charum Snatum Gatum Mani. Synonyms: Sa, he, Richika, Rishi, the great sage Partita being requested Patya by his wife, Shvashra by his mother-in-law, Cha also, Apatya Kamayaya desiring a son, Shrapatitva after cooking, Upaya both, Mantrai by chanting particular mantras, Charum, a preparation for offering and a sacrifice, Snatum to bathe, Gata went out, Muni, the great sage. Translation. Thereafter, Rishika Muni's wife and mother-in-law, each desiring a son, requested the Muni to prepare an oblation. Thus, Rishika Muni prepared an oblation for his wife with a Brahmana mantra and another for his mother-in-law with a Kshatriya mantra. Then he went out to bathe. Text 9. Tavat Satyavati Matra Shvacharum Yachita Sati Shrestha Matva Tyayachan Matre Matur Adat Fayam. Synonyms. Tavat, in the meantime, Satyavati, the wife of Rishika, Matra by her mother, Svacharum, the oblation meant for herself, Satyavati, Yachita asked to give, Sati being Shrestham better, Matva thinking, Taya by her, Yachat delivered Matre unto her mother, Matu of the mother, Adat 8, Swayam personally. Translation. Meanwhile, because Satyavati's mother thought that the oblation prepared for her daughter, Rishika's wife, must be better, she asked her daughter for that oblation. Satyavati therefore gave her own oblation to her mother and has ate her mother's oblation herself. Purport. A husband naturally has some affection for his wife. Therefore, Satyavati's mother thought that the oblation prepared for Satyavati by the sage Rishika must have been better than her own oblation. In Rishika's absence, the mother took the better oblation from Satyavati and ate it. Text 10. Tad viditva muni praha patnim kastam akarasi gorodanda dara putro brata te brahmavitama. Synonyms. Tat, this fact viditva, having learned, Muni, the great sage praha, said patnim unto his wife, kastam, very regrettably, akarasi, you have done, gora, fierce, dandadara, a great personality who can punish others, putra, such a brother, for such a son, Bharata, brother, te, your Brahmavitama, a learned sage in spiritual science. Translation. When the great sage Rishika returned home after bathing and understood what had happened in his absence, he said to his wife, Satyavati, quote, you have done a great wrong. Your son will be a fierce Kshatriya, able to punish everyone, and your brother will be a learned scholar in spiritual science. End quote. Purport. A Brahmana is highly qualified when he can control his senses and mind, when he is a learned scholar in spiritual science, and when he is tolerant and forgiving. A Kshatriya, however, is highly qualified when he is fierce and giving punishment to wrongdoers. These qualities are stated in Bhagavad Gita 18:42 and 43. Because Satyavati, instead of eating her own oblation, had eaten what was meant for her mother, she would give birth to a son imbued with a Kshatriya spirit. This was undesirable. The son of a Brahmana is generally expected to become a Brahmana, but if such a son becomes fierce, like a Kshatriya, he is designated according to the description of the four Varnas in Bhagavad Gita, Chaturvarnyam Mayastristam Guna Karma Vibhagasa. If the son of a Brahmana does not become like a Brahmana, he may be called a Kshatriya Vaishya or Shudra, according to his qualifications. The basic principle for dividing society is not a person's birth, but his qualities and actions. Text 11. Prasadita Satyavatya Maivambur iti Bhargava Atatarhi Bhavet Pautro Jamadagni Stato Bhavat. Synonyms. Prasadita, pacified, Satyavatya by Satyavati, ma not, evam thus, bo, let it be. Iti thus, Bhargava, the great sage Atta, if your son should not become like that, Tarhi, then Bhavet, you should become like that, Potra, the grandson, Jamadagni Tata, thereafter, Abhavat, was born. Translation. Satyavati, however, pacified Rishika Muni with peaceful words and requested that her son not be like a fierce Kshatriya. Rishika Muni replied, then your grandson will be of a Kshatriya spirit. Thus, Jamadagni was born as the son of Satyavati. Purport. The great sage Ruchika was very angry, but somehow or other Satyavati pacified him, and at her request he changed his mind. It is indicated here that the son of Jamadagni would be born as Parashuram. Text 12-13. Chaschabut samahat punya koshiki lokapavani renu sutam renukam vai jamadagnir uvahaham yam tasyam vai bhagava reshe sutavam sumad adaya yavi yan ajajna etesam rama iti avibhashruta. Synonyms: sa si Satyavati cha also abut became samohat punya, great and very great and sacred Kushiki, the river by the name Kushiki. Lokapavavani, the purifying the whole world, Renu of Renu, Sutam, the daughter, Renukam, by the name Renuka, Vai, indeed, Jamadagni, Satyavati's son, Jamadagni, Udvaha, married, Yam, whom Tasyam, in the womb of Renuka, Vai, indeed, Bhargava Reshi, by the semen of Jamadagni, Suta's sons, Vasumat Adyaya, Mini, headed by Vasuman, Yaviyan, the youngest, Jajne, was born, Etesam, among them, Rama, Purusharam, Iti, thus, Abhivishruta, was known everywhere. Translation: Satyavati later became the sacred river Kosiki to purify the entire world, and her son, Jamadagni, married Renuka, the daughter of Renu. By the semen of Jamadagni, many sons headed by Vasuman were born from the womb of Renuka. The youngest of them was named Ram, or Parashuram. Text 14. Yamahur Vasudevam Sam Hai Hayanam Kulantakam Trisapta Kritvo Yamimam Chakre Ni Satriyam Mahim. Synonyms: Yam, whom, Parashuram, Ahu, all the learned scholars say, Vasudeva Mamsam, an incarnation of Vasudeva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Haihayanam, of the Haihayas, Kula Antakam, the annihilator of the dynasty, Tri Sapta Kritva, 21 times, Yahu, Parashuram, Imam, this Chakra made, Nikshatriyam, devoid of Kshatriyas, Mahim, or the earth. Translation: learned scholars accept this Parashuram as a celebrated incarnation of Vasudeva, who annihilated the dynasty of Kartavirya. Parashuram had killed all the Kshatriyas on earth 21 times. Text 15. Nityam chotram bhava bharam abramanyam aninashat rajastamo tritam ahan falguni apikrite mahasi. Synonyms: Driptam, very proud, Kshatram, the Kshatriyas, the ruling class, Bhuva, the earth, of the earth, Bharam, burden, Abrahmanyam, sinful, not caring for the religious principles enunciated by the Brahmanas, Aninashat, drove away or annihilated, Rajatama, by the person qualities of passion and ignorance, Vritam, covered, Ahan, he killed, Falguni, not very great, Api, although Krite had been committed, Amhasi, an offense. Translation: when the royal dynasty, being excessively proud because of the material modes of passion and ignorance, became irreligious and ceased to care for the laws enacted by the Brahmanas, Parashuram killed them. Although their offense was not very severe, he killed them to lessen the burden of the world. Purport: the Kshatriyas, or the ruling class, must govern the world in accordance with the rules and regulations enacted by great Brahmanas and saintly persons. As soon as the ruling class becomes irresponsible in regard to the religious principles, it becomes a burden on the earth. As stated here, Rajav Tamo Vritam Baram Abrahmanam Brahmanyam, when the ruling class is influenced by the lower modes of nature, namely passion and ignorance, it becomes a burden to the world and must be then annihilated by superior power. We actually see from modern history that monarchies have been abolished by various revolutions, but unfortunately the monarchies have been abolished to establish the supremacy of third-class and fourth-class men. Although monarchies overpowered by the modes of passion and ignorance have been abolished in the world, the inhabitants of the world are still unhappy, for although the qualities of the former monarchs are were degraded by taints of ignorance, these monarchs have been replaced by men of the mercantile and worker classes whose qualities are even more degraded. When the government is actually guided by brahmanas or god-conscious men, then there can be real happiness for the people. Therefore, in previous times, when the ruling class was degraded to the modes of passion and ignorance, the brahmanas headed by such a Kshatriya-spirited brahmana as Parashuram killed them 21 consecutive times. In Kali Yuga, as stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 12-13, Dasya Prayeshu Rajasu, the ruling class, Rajanya, will be no better than plunderers, Dasyus, because the third class and fourth class men will monopolize the affairs of the government, ignoring the religious principles and brahminical rules and regulations. They will certainly try to plunder the riches of the citizens without consideration. As stated elsewhere in Srimad Bhagavatam 12.140, Asamskrita Kriyahina Rajasa Tamasavrita Prajaste Bhakshayi Yanshanti Mlecha Rajanya Rupina. Being unpurified, neglecting to discharge human duties properly, and being influenced by the modes of passion and ignorance, unclean people, mlechas, posing as members of the government, Rajanya Rupina, will swallow the citizens, Prajaste Bhakshayi, and in still another place, Srimad Bhagavatam 12.2.7-8 says, Evam prajabir dustabir akirne kshiti mandale brahmavit chatra sudranam yobali bhavita nripa praja hi lubdhai rajanair nigdirair dasyu dharmabi achina dara darvina yasyanti giri kananam. Human society is naturally grouped into four divisions, as stated in Bhagavad Gita, Chaturanyam Manastristam Gunakama Vibhagasa. But if this system is neglected and the qualities and divisions of society are not considered, the result will be Brahma Vit Chatra Shudranam Yobali Bhavita Nripa. The so-called caste system of Brahmana, Kshatri, Vaishya, and Shudra will be meaningless. As a result, whoever somehow or other becomes powerful will be the king or president, and thus the prajas or citizens will be so harassed that they will give up hearth and home and will go to the forest, yasyanti giri kananam, to escape harassment by government officials who have no mercy and are addicted to the ways of plunderers. Therefore, the prajas, or the people in general, must take to the Krishna consciousness movement, the Hare Krishna movement, which is the sound incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Kali Kale Nama Rupa Krishna Avatar. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is now appeared as an incarnation by his holy name. Therefore, when the prajas become Krishna conscious, then they can then expect a good government and a good society, a perfect life, and liberation from the bondage of material existence. Text 16. Sri Raju Vacha. Kim Tad Am Ho Bhagavato Rajanyar Ajitamabi Kritam Yena Kalam Nastam Kshatriyanam Abhikshnasa. Synonyms. Sri Raja Vacha Maharaj Prikshit inquired, Kim, what? Tat Anha, that offense, Bhagavata unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Rajanya, by the royal family, Ajita Atmabi, who could not control their senses and thus were degraded, Kritam, which had been done, yena, by which Kulam, the dynasty Nastam, was annihilated, Kshatriyanam, of the royal family, Abhikshanasa, again and again. Translation. King Prikshit inquired from Shukadeva Goswami, what was the offense that the Kshatriyas, who could not control their senses, committed before Lord Parashuram, the incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, for which the Lord annihilated the Kshatriya dynasty again and again? Texts 17 through 19. Sri Badarayanir Vacha Haihayanam Adipatir Arjuna Kshatriyash Shabha Dattam Narayanasam Nam Samsam Adarya Parikarmabi Bahundasa Satablebhe Dur Darsatvam Arhatisu Avyahatendriyad Yoja Sri Tejo Virya Yaso Balam. Yogeshwaran Svam Aishwaryam Yoga Guna Yatrani Madaya Charachavyat Hatagatir Lokeshu Pavano Yata. Synonyms. Badaraya Nirvacha. Sri Sukadev Goswami replied, Haihayanam Adipati, King of the Haihayas, Arjuna, by the name of Kartavirya Arjuna. Kshatriya Rishabha, the best of the Kshatriyas, Dattam unto Dattatreya, Narayan Amsa, Amsam, the plenary portion of the plenary portion of Narayan, Aradhya, after worshipping, Parikramabhi, by worship of the, according to the regulative principles, Bahun, arms, Dasa Shatam, 1,000, 10 times 100, Lebe achieved Durdhashvatamam, being the quality of being very difficult to conquer, Aratishu in the midst of enemies, Avyahata defeated, undefeatable, Indriya Oja, strength of the senses, Shri, beauty, Teja, influence, Virya, power, Yasha, fame, Balam, bodily strength, Yoga Ishvaratvam, controlling power gained by the practice of mystic yoga, Aishwaryam, opulence, guna, qualities, yatra, wherein, anima, adaya, 8 kinds of yogic perfection, anima, lagima, etc. Chachara, he went, avyahatagati, whose progress was indefatigable. Lokeshu, all over the world, or universe, pavana, the wind, yata, like. Translation, Shukadeva Goswami said, the best of the Kshatriyas, Kartavirya Arjuna, the king of the Haihayas, received 1,000 arms by worshipping Dattatreya, the plenary expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan. He also became undefeatable by enemies and received unobstructed sensory power, beauty, influence, strength, fame, and the mystic power by which to achieve all the perfections of yoga, such as anima and laghima. Thus, having become fully opulent, he roamed all over the universe without opposition, just like the wind. Text 20. Sri Ratnair Avritakridan Revam Basi Madot Takata Vajyantim Shrajam Bibrad Roruda Saritam Bujai. Synonyms. Sri Ratnai, by beautiful women, Avrita, surrounded. Kridan, enjoying, Reva Ambasi, in the water of the river Reva, or Narmada, Mada Utkata, too puffed up because of opulence, Vijayantim Shrajam, the garland of victory, Bibrat, being decorated with, Roruda, stopped the flow, Aritam, of the river, Bujai, with his arms. Translation. Once, while enjoying in the water of the river Narmada, the puffed-up Kartavirya Arjuna, surrounded by beautiful women and garlanded with the garland of victory, stopped the flow of the water with his arms. Text 21. Viplavitam swabshibraram pratishrota sarij jalai namri syatasya vidviryam viryamani dasa nahana. Synonyms. Viplavitam, having been inundated, Svashibiram, in his own camp, Pratishrota, which was flowing in the opposite direction, Sarichalai, by the river, water of the river, not Amrishyat, could tolerate Tasya of Kartavirya Arjuna. Tat Viryam, that influence, Viramani, considering himself very heroic, Das Anana, the ten-headed Ravana. Translation. Because Kartavirya Arjuna made the water flow in the opposite direction, the camp of Ravana, which was set up on the bank of the Narmada near the city of Mahismati, was inundated. This was unbearable to the ten-headed Ravana, who considered himself a great hero and could not tolerate Kartavirya Arjuna's power. Purport. Ravana was out touring to gain victory over all other countries, Digvijay, and he had camped on the bank of the Narmada River near the city of Mahismati. Text 22. Grihita Lilaya Srinam Samaksham Krita Kulbesha Mahismatyam Sani Rudo Mukto Yena Kapiryata. Synonyms. Grihita was arrested by force, Lilaya very easily, Srinam of the women, Samaksham in the presence, Krita Kilbisa, thus becoming an offender, Mahismatyam, in the city known as Mahismati, Saniruddha was arrested, Mukhai released, Yena by whom, Kartavirya Arjuna, Kipayata, exactly as done to a monkey. Translation. When Ravana attempted to insult Kartavirya Arjuna in the presence of the women and thus offended him, Kartavirya Arjuna easily arrested Ravana and put him in custody in the city of Mahismati, just as one captures a monkey, and then released him neglectfully. Text 23. Sa ekada tu migranam vicharan vajane vane yadrichaya shrama padam jamadag near Upasvisat. Synonyms. He, Kartavirya Arjuna, Ekada, once upon a time, too, but Margayam, while hunting, Vicharan, wandering, Vijani, solitary, Vani, in a forest, Yatri Chaya, without any program, Ashramapadam, the residential place, Jamadagni of Jamadagni Muni, Apavasat, and he entered. Translation. Once, while Kartavirya Arjuna was wandering unengaged in a solitary forest and hunting, he approached the residence of Jamadagni. Purport. Kartavirya Arjuna had no business going to the residence of Jamadagni, but because he was puffed up by his extraordinary power, he went there and offended Parashuram. This was the prelude to his being killed by Parashuram for his offensive act. Text 24. Tasmai sa narendai vaya munir ardana maharat saishyan mat ya matya vahaya habis matya tapodana. Synonyms. Tasmai, unto him, sa he, Jamadagni, naradevaya, unto King Kartavirya Arjun, Muni, the great sage, arhanam, paraphernalia for worship, aharat, wafered, sa sainya, with his soldiers, Amatya, his ministers, Vihaya, and the chariots, the elephants, and the horses of the men who carried the palanquins, Havismatya, because of possessing a common denu, a cow that could supply everything, Tapadana, the great sage whose only power was his austerity, or who was engaged in austerity. Translation. The sage Jamadagni, who was engaged in great austerities in the forest, received the king very well. Along with the king's soldiers, ministers, and carriers, he supplied all the necessities to worship these guests, for he possessed a common denu cow that was able to supply everything. Purport. The Brahma Samhita informs us that that the spiritual world, especially the planet Goloka Vrindavan, where Krishna lives, is full of Surabhi cows, Surabhi Abhit Palayantam. The Surabhi cow is also called Kamadenu. Although Jamadagni possessed only one Kamadenu, he was able to get from it everything desirable. Thus he was able to receive the king, along with the king's great number of followers, ministers, soldiers, animals, and palanquin carriers. When we speak of a king, we understand that he is accompanied by many followers. Jamadagni was able to receive all the king's followers properly and feed them sumptuously with food prepared in ghee. The king was astonished at how opulent Jamadagni was because of possessing only one cow, and therefore he became envious of the great sage. This was the beginning of his offense. Parashuram, the incarnation of the Supreme Personality of God, had killed Kartavirya Arjuna because Kartavirya Arjuna was too proud. One may possess unusual opulences in this material world, but if one becomes puffed up and acts whimsically, he will be punished by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the lesson to learn from this history in which Parashuram became angry at Kartavirya Arjuna and killed him, and rid the entire world of Kshatriyas 21 times. Text 25. Savai ratnam tutadrishtva atmaishvarya titisharyanam tanadriyagni hotrayam sabhilasa sahayaya. Synonyms. Sa, he, Kartavirya Arjuna, vai, indeed, ratnam, a great source of wealth, to indeed, tat, the Kamadenu in the possession of Jamadagni, drishva, by observing, atma aishvarya, by his own personal opulent, ati sayanam, which was exceeding, tat, that, not, adiryata, appreciated very much, Agnihotriam, in that cow, which was useful for executing the Agnihotra sacrifice, Sa'abhilasa, became desirous, Sahahaya from his own men, the Hahayas. Translation. Kartavirya-jun thought that Jamadagni was more powerful and wealthy than himself because of possessing a jewel in the form of the Kamandenu. Therefore, he and his own men, the Hahayas, were not very much appreciative of Jamadagni's reception. On the contrary, they wanted to possess that Kamandenu, which was useful for the execution of the Agnihotra sacrifice. Purport. Jamadagni was more powerful than Kartavirya-arjuna because of possessing the Agnihotra Yaga, performing the Agnihotra Yaga with clarified butter received from the Kamadenu. Not everyone can be expected to possess such a cow. Nonetheless, an ordinary man may possess such an ordinary cow, give protection to this animal, take sufficient milk from it, and engage the milk to produce butter and ghee, especially performing the Agnihotra Yaga. This is possible for everyone. Thus, we find that in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna advises Goraksha, the protection of cows. This is essential because if cows are cared for properly, they will surely supply sufficient milk. We have practical experience in America that in our various ISKCON farms, we are giving proper protection to the cows and receiving more than enough milk. In other farms, their cows do not deliver as much milk as in our farms because our cows know very well that we are not going to kill them. They're very happy and they give ample milk. Therefore, this instruction given by Lord Krishna, Goraksha, is extremely meaningful. The whole world must learn from Krishna how to live happily without scarcity simply by producing food grains. Anad Bhavanti Bhutani, and giving protection to the cows, Goraksha. Jisi Goraksha Vadnijam Vaishakarma Sambhavajam. Those who belong to the third level of human society, namely the mercantile people, must keep land for producing food grains and giving protection to the cows. This is the injunction of Bhagavad Gita. In the matter of protecting cows, the meat eaters will protest, but in answer to them, we may say that since Krishna gives stress to cow protection, those who are inclined to eat meat may eat the flesh of unimportant animals like hogs, dogs, goats, and sheep, but they should not touch the life of the cows, for this is destructive to the spiritual advancement of human society. Text 24, 6. Shri Harvir Danim Rishir Darpan Naran Hartum Achodayat Techa Mahis Matim Ninyu Savatsam Kradantam Balat. Synonyms. Havi Danim, the Kamandenu Rishi of the great sage Jamadagni, Darpat, because of his being puffed up with material power, Naran, all his men, soldiers, Hartum, to steal or take away. Achodayat, encouraged Te, the men of Kartavirya-arjuna, Cha also. Mahis Matim, to the capital of Kartavirya-arjuna, Ninyu, brought Savatsam, with the calf, Kradatam, crying, Balat, because of being taken away by force. Translation. Being puffed up by material power, Kartavirya-arjuna encouraged his men to steal Jamadagni's Kamadenu. Thus, the men forcibly took away the crying Kamadenu along with her calf to Mahasmita, Kartavirya-arjuna's capital. Purport. The word Harvardvandanim is significant in this verse. Harvardvandanim refers to a cow required for supplying havis, or ghee, for the performance of ritualistic ceremonies and sacrifices. In human life, one should be trained to perform yagas. As we are informed in Bhagavad Gita 3.9, Yagnartat Karmanonya Tralokakyam Karmabandana. If we do not perform yaga, we shall simply work very hard for sense gratification like dogs and hogs. This is not civilization. A human being should be trained to perform yaga. Yagnat bhavati parjanya. If yagas are regularly performed, there will be proper rain from the sky, and when there is regular rainfall, the land will be fertile and suitable for producing all necessities of life. Yagna, therefore, is essential for performing yaga. Clarified butter is essential, and for clarified butter, cow protection is essential. Therefore, if we neglect the Vedic way of civilization, we shall certainly suffer. So-called scholars and philosophers do not know the secret of success in life, and therefore they suffer in the hands of prakriti, nature, Prakriti Kriyamani Niguna Karmani Sarvasha. Nonetheless, although they are forced to suffer, they think they are advancing in civilization. Ahankara Vimudatma Kartamiti Manite. The Krishna consciousness movement is therefore meant to revive a mode of civilization in which everyone will be happy. This is the motive of our Krishna consciousness movement, Yagne Sukhena Bhavantu. Text 27. Atarajani Niryate Rama Ashrama Gata Srutva Tat Tasya Durat Myam Chokru Dahir Ivahata. Synonyms. Atta, thereafter, Ajani, when the king, Niryate, had gone away. Rama, Parshuram, the youngest son of Jamadagni, Ashrame, in the cottage, Agata, returned, Srutva, when he heard, taught that, Tasya, of Kartavirya-Arjun, Dharatmyam, nefarious act, Chukroda, became extremely angry, Ahi, a snake, Eva, like Ahata, trampled or injured. Translation. Thereafter, Kartavirya-Arjuna, having left with the Kamadenu, Parashuram returned to the ashram. When Parashuram, the youngest son of Jamadagni, heard about Kartavirya-Arjuna's nefarious deed, he became as angry as a trampled snake. Text 28. Goram adhaya parashum satunam varma karmakam. Anvadatvata durmarso mrikendra ivayutapam. Synonyms. Goram, extremely fierce. Adhaya, taking in hand. Parashum, a chopper. Satunam, along with a quiver. Varma, a shield. Karmukam, a bow. Anvadatvata followed. Dharmasat, Lord Parashram, being exceedingly angry. Magendra, a lion, Eva, like Yutapam, goes to attack an elephant. Translation. Taking his fierce chopper, his shield, his bow, and a quiver of arrows, Lord Parashram, exceedingly angry, chased Kartavirya-Arjuna just as a lion chases an elephant. Text 29. Tam apatantam briguvaryam ojasa danurdaram bana parasvat dayudam Anea chambaram charmambaram arka damrabir yutam jatabir dar shrise purim visvan. Synonyms. Tam, that Lord Parashuram, apatantam, coming after him, brigambaryam, the best of the Brigu dynasty, Lord Parashuram, ojasa, very fiercely, danudaram, carrying a bow, bana, arrows, parashvada, chopper, Uyudam, having all these weapons, Ainia, Charma, blackish deerskin, Arbaram, Ambaram, covering of his body, Arka, Dharmabi, appearing like the sunshine, Yutam Jatibi, with locks of hair, Dadrishe, he saw, Purim, into the capital, Vishan, entering. Translation. As King Kartavirya-Arjuna entered his capital, Mahish, Matipuri, he saw Lord Parashram, the best of the Brigu dynasty, coming after him, holding a chopper, shield, bow, and arrows. Lord Parashram was covered with a black deerskin, and his matted locks of hair appeared like the sunshine. Text 30. Ocho dayad adasti ratashva pratibir gadasi barnasti satagni shaktibi sotha aksho Hini sapta dasati bi sanash se tarama eko bhagavan asodayat. Synonyms. Ochayadayat. He sent for fighting Hasti, the elephants, Rata, with chariots, Ashva, with horses, Patibi, and with infantry, Gada, with clubs, Asi, with swords, Bana, with arrows, Risti, with weapons called Ristis, Satagni, with weapons called Satagnis, Shaktibi, with weapons called Shaktis, Akshohini, a whole group of Akshohinis, Sapta Das, 17, Ati Bishana, very fierce, Ta, all of them, Rama, Lord Parashram, Eka, alone, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Asudayat, killed. Translation. Upon seeing Parashuram, Kartavirya-Arjuna immediately feared him and sent many elephants, chariots, horses, infantry, soldiers equipped with clubs, swords, arrows, rishtis, satagni, saktis, and many similar weapons to fight against him. Kartavirya-Arjuna sent 17 full Akshahini soldiers to check Parashuram, but Lord Parashuram alone killed all of them. Purport. The word Akshahini refers to a military phalanx consisting of 21,870 chariots and elephants, 109,350 infantry soldiers, and 65,610 horses. An exact description is given in the Mahabharata Avit Parva, second chapter, as follows. Eko rato gajas chaikha narapancha padataya chayas chaturagas tajnair Patir iti abhidiyate patim ti tu trigunam etam vitu sena mukambuda trini sena mukhyanieko gula ma iti adidiyate trio gulma ganola nama vahini tu ganas traya sutras tiras tu vahina patineti vichaksanai Chamas tu pratanas tirshas, artishras, chamsas tiras tva anikini, anikinam dasgunam ahur akshahinin buddha, akshahinyas tu sankhyata ratanam dvijasatama choke ganita tat vagnai sahasrani ekavamsati. Satani upari chataso cha buyastatas apat saptati gajanam tu parin manam tavad evatra nirdiset neam sata sahasra tu sahasrini shrani tatanava naranam adipanchak sach chatani trini chanagra Pancha sasti shahasrani tatashvanam satani cha dosa tarani satchahur yatavat abhikshankhyaya etam akshahinim parahu sankhyatatva vidojana. Quote, one chariot, one elephant, five infantry soldiers, and three horses are called a pati by those who are learned in the science. The wise who know that a senamukha is three times what a pati is. Three senamukhas is known as one gulma. Three gunas is called a gana, and three ganas is called a vahini. Three vahinis has been referred to by the learned as a pritana. Three pritanas equal one chamu, and three chamus equal one akini. The wise refer to 10 anihikinis as one okshahini. The chariots of an akshahini have been calculated as 21,870 by those who know the science of such calculations, O best of the twice-born, and the number of elephants is the same. The number of Sinfruji soldiers is 109,350, and the number of horses is 65,610. This is called an akshahini, end quote. Text 31. Yato yato sa praharat parasvado. Mano nilajo parachakra sudhana, tatas tatas china brujoro kandara, nepitur urvyam hata sutta vahana. Synonyms, yata, whatever, yata, whenever, wherever, aso, Lord Parashuram, praharat slashing, parashvada, being expert in using his weapon, the parashu, or chopper, mana, like the mind, anila, like the wind, oja, being forceful, parachakra, of the enemy's military strength, Sudhana, killer, tata there, tata and there, china, scattered and cut off, buja, arms, uru, legs, kandara, shoulders, nipetu, fell down, uruvyam, on the ground, hata, killed, shuta, chariot drivers, vahana, carrier horses, and elephants. Translation, Lord Parashuram, being expert in killing the military strength of the enemy, worked with the speed of the mind and the wind, slicing his enemies with his chopper, Parashu. Wherever he went, the enemies fell, their legs, arms, and shoulders being severed, their chariot drivers killed, and their carriers, elephants, and horses all annihilated. Purport, in the beginning, when the army of the enemy was full of fighting soldiers, elephants, and horses, Lord Parashram proceeded into their midst with the speed of the mind to kill them. Then, when somewhat tired, he slowed down to the speed of the wind and continued to kill the enemies vigorously. The speed of the mind is greater than the speed of the wind. Text 32. Drishtra sainyam rudharoga karmadame rajnajire ramakutara sayakai vidrika vamadivaja chapa vigraham nipatitam hai haya apatadrusha. Sindhams Drishta, by seeing Svasainyam, his own soldiers, Durira Oga Kardame, which had become muddy due to the flow of blood, Rana Arjire on the battlefield, Ramakutare, by the axe of Lord Parashuram, Sayakai, and by the arrows, Virikna, scattered Varma, the shields, Dvaja, the flags, Chapa, bows, Vigraham, the bodies, Nipatitam, fallen, Haihayam, Kartavirya Arjun, Tapatat, forcibly came there, Rusha, being very angry. Translation, by manipulating his axe and arrows, Lord Parashram cut to pieces the shields, flags, bows, and bodies of Kartavirya Arjun's soldiers who fell on the battlefield, muddying the ground with their blood. Seeing these reverses, Kartavirya Arjun, infuriated, rushed to the battlefield. Artarjuna pancha sateshu bahubir danushu vana yugapat sasandade ramaya ramustra britam samagranis tani eka danvi subir achinat samam. Synonyms. Ata, thereafter, Arjuna, Kartavirya Arjuna, pancha sateshu, 500, balubi with his arms, danushu, on the bows, banam, arrows, yugapat simultaneously, sahi, sadade, fixed, ramaya, just to kill Lord Parashuram, Rama, Lord Parashuram, astrabhartam, all the soldiers who could use weapons, samagranini, the very best, tani, all the bows of Kartavirya Arjuna, Ekadanva, possessing one bow, Ushubi, the arrows, Achinat, cut to pieces, Saman, with. Translation. Then Kartavirya Arjuna, with his 1,000 arms, simultaneously fixed arrows on 500 bows to kill Lord Parashuram. But Lord Parashuram, the best of fighters, released enough arrows with only one bow to cut to pieces immediately all the arrows and bows in the hands of Kartavirya Arjuna. Text 34. Puna sva hastar achalamride nigripan uksipya vega vididavato yudi bujan kart kutarena katarto nemina ichida rama prashrabam tva hir iva. Synonyms. Puna, again. Sva hastai, by his own hands. Achalan, hills. Mride, in the battlefield. Agripan, trees. Utshipya, after uprooting Vegat with great force, Hadavat, he who is running very forcefully, Yudi, into the battlefield, Bhujan, all the arms, Kutarena, by his axe, Karato Nemena, which was very sharp, Chicheda, cut to pieces, Rama, Lord Parashram, Parshabam, with great force, too, but Eva, just like the hoods of a serpent. Translation. When his arrows were cut to pieces, Kartavirya Arjuna uprooted many trees and hills with his own hands and again rushed strongly toward Lord Parashram to kill him. But Parashram then used his axe with great force to cut off Kartavirya Arjuna's arms, just as one might lop off the hoods of a serpent. Text 35 through 36. Kritabaho shirastasya grire singam avaharat hati pitari tatputra ayutam dudravur bayat agni hotrim upavartya savatsam para veraha samupetya sharmam pitre parilix listam samarpayat. Synonyms. Kritabaho, of Kartavirya Arjuna, whose arms were cut off, Shira, the head, Tasya, of him, Kartavirya Arjuna, Kere, of a mountain, Shingam, of the peak, Eva, like Aharat Parashuram cut from his body Hati Pitari. When their father was killed, Tatputra, his sons, Ayutam, 10,000, Dadruvak fled by it out of fear. Agnihotram of the Kamantideno, Upavartya bringing near Savatsam with her calf. Paravira Ha, Parashuram, who could kill the heroes of the enemies. Samupetya, after returning Ashramam to the residence of his father, Pitre, unto his father. Pariklistam, which had undergone severe, extreme suffering. Samarpayat, delivered. Translation. Thereafter, Parashuram cut off, like a mountain peak, the head of Kartavirya Arjuna, who had already lost his arms. When Kartavirya Arjuna's 10,000 sons saw their father killed, they all fled in fear. Then Parashuram, having killed the enemy, released the Kamadenu, which had undergone great suffering, and brought it back with its calf to his residence, where he gave it to his father, Jamadagni. Text 37. Svakarma tatkritam rama piti bratri bhyayevacha varnayam asatat shrutva jamadagnir abhasata. Synonyms. Svakarma, his own activities, taught all those deeds, kritam, which had been performed, Rama, Parashuram, Pritre, unto his father, Bhartribya, unto his brothers, Devacha, as well as Varnayamasa, described, taught that, Shrutva, after hearing Jabadagni, the father of Parashuram, Ubatsata, said as follows. Translation. Parashuram described to his father and his brothers his activities in killing Kartavirya Arjuna. Upon hearing these deeds, Jamadagni spoke to his son as follows. Text 38. Rama Rama Mahabaho Bhavan Papamakarashit Davadhin Naradeva Myat Sarvadeva Mayamrit Vrita. Synonyms. Rama Rama, my dear son Parashuram, Mahabaho, O great hero, Bhavan, you, Papam, sinful activities, Akarashit, have executed, Avadit, have killed, Naradevam, the king, Yat, who is, Sarvadeva Mayam, the embodiment of all the demigods, Vrita, unnecessarily. Translation. O great hero, my dear son Parashuram, you have unnecessarily killed the king, who is supposed to be the embodiment of all the demigods. Thus, you have committed a sin. Text 39. Vayam hi brahmanas tata kshama haryanatam gata yaya loka garur deva parmestyam agat padam. Synonyms. Vayam, we, he, indeed, brahmana, are qualified brahmanas, tata, O my dear son, kshamaya, with the quality of forgiveness, ahanatam, the position of being worshipped, gata, we have achieved, yaya, by this qualification, loka guru, the spiritual master of the universe, deva, Lord Brahma, parmestyam, the supreme person within this universe, agat, achieved, padam, the position. Translation. My dear son, we are all brahmanas and have become worshipable for the people in general because of our quality of forgiveness. It is because of this quality that Lord Brahma, the supreme spiritual master of this universe, has achieved his post. Text 40. Shamaya rochaita lakshmir brahmi shorya leta prabha kshaminam asu bhagavams tusyat te harir ishvara. Synonyms. Kshamaya, simply by forgiving, rochate, becomes pleasing, Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, brahmi, in connection with brahminical qualifications, shori, the sun god, yata, as, prabha, the sunshine, kshaminam, unto the brahmanas who are so forgiving, Ashu, very soon, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Tushyate, becomes pleased, Hari, the Lord, Ishvara, the Supreme Controller. Translation. The duty of a brahmana is to culture the quality of forgiveness, which is illuminating, like the sun. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, is pleased with those who are forgiving. Purport. Different personalities become beautiful by possessing different qualities. Chanakya Pandit says that the cuckoo bird, although very black, is beautiful because of its sweet voice. Similarly, a woman becomes beautiful by her chastity and faithfulness to her husband, and an ugly person becomes beautiful when he becomes a learned scholar. In the same way, Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, and Shudras become beautiful by their qualities. Brahmanas are beautiful when they are forgiving, Kshatriyas when they are heroic and never retreat from fighting, Vaishyas when they enrich cultural activities and protect cows, and Shudras when they are faithful in discharge of of duties pleasing to their masters. Thus, everyone becomes beautiful by his special qualities, and the special quality of the Brahmana, as described here, is forgiveness. Text 41. Rajnur Murdhabhishak Siktasya Vadhu Brahma Vadhadguru Tirtha Sam Sevayam Chamho Jahi Agna Angachuta Chetana. Synonyms. Rajna of the king Murdna Abhisiktasya, who is noted as the emperor Vada, the killing Brahma Vadat, then the killing of a Brahmana, Guru more severe, Tirtha Sam Sevaya, by worshipping the holy places, Cha also, Amha, this sinful act, Jahi, wash out, Anga, my dear son, Achuta Chaitana, being fully Krishna conscious. Translation, my dear son, killing a king who is an emperor is more severely sinful than killing a Brahmana. But now, if you become Krishna conscious and worship the holy places, you can atone for this great sin. Purport, one who fully surrenders to the Supreme Personality of Godhead is free from all sins. Aham tvam sarvapapebhyo mokshe shami. From the very day or moment he fully surrenders to Sri Krishna, even the most sinful person is freed. Nonetheless, as an example, Jamadagni advised his son Parashram to worship the holy places. Because an ordinary person cannot immediately surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is advised to go from one holy place to another to find saintly persons and thus gradually be released from sinful reactions. Thus, end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 9th canto, 15th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled, quote, Parashuram, the Lord's warrior incarnation, end quote.